There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
B-Pod Studios.
They were
matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle. Ted Johnson is here. Ted, just like generally, what did you think of like this whole bubble thing? I never thought players would make it into the bubble. I never thought it would happen. I said from the outset, if these seasons resume, either in the NHL or in the NBA, they're going to be playing in their home stadiums, and you know this whole bubble thing won't work. So far in the NBA, they've gotten the guys down there. You know, they haven't played any games yet. The NHL looks like they're going to do it in Canada. So just generally speaking, are you surprised that they are starting to at least pull this off?
Yeah, I am. Look, I think like 3 months ago, that was pretty much the only really option out there was if we're going to start these leagues, we got to keep everybody in the same place. Now in the NFL is in baseball is treating it a little different. But when, you know, the sports we're talking about, hockey in particular and basketball, they had to figure something out. Fast because their seasons had already started. So that if that was the best way to get the season, you know, going, then I understand what they were doing. You know, I'm trying to think, you know, how would I kind of be able to adapt to that bubble life? You know, it's kind of like you're paid a lot of money. You know, look, everybody's family situations are different. Look, I'm very close with my family. I'd love to see them, you know, too. But I also like feel like, you know, for one, you know, off season or one season in your life, and it's at that a partial season, you can maybe make the sacrifices. So I'm kind of like the guys that are having issues with it. If you have a legit reason, I get it. I'm sympathetic to you. But if you can't just go down there for a few months and just kind of stay in one place, I know it's going to like suck for a little while, but times are asking for you to kind of make that sacrifice. So I don't have a big problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it, like in a vacuum, just like in theory. I'm just surprised they're able to do it. Like they're able to, like, you know, get the accommodations together and find the space and get right. Enough people to agree to it. I'm surprised. I'm impressed that because this is like monumental. It's like you're not just going a year out and saying, you know, next year we're going to play here in this place. No, you're in the middle of a pandemic. You're figuring out how to move all these teams to a separate location, do a new schedule, and get everybody on board. It's impressive. Then they haven't done it.
You've already made a lot of your money too, though. That's the thing here.
But it looks like they are going to do it, or at least they're going to be close. It's not going to be perfect. MLS has shown us that sometimes a game is going to be canceled 2 minutes before they're about to start. But I think it's going to happen in both places.
You got to give it up to the leagues that are trying to get it done and that are making the effort, because it's a cluster. You know what? It just seems like there's something new happening that they didn't foresee coming and happening. And so just I give them a lot of credit for trying to get their leagues up and running again.
See, that's an amazing thing to me too, Ted. Like say when the NFL comes back and the Patriots come back, you know, you're so used to having, you know, breakfast served. You get the buffet breakfast, you get the buffet lunch, buffet dinner. You don't get any of that when you come back. You can't have buffets. Yeah. These athletes are so trained, especially at the NBA. Like, you're staying at the Four Seasons when you play on the road. You talk to Max and Grandy when they're calling games. They stay at the Four Seasons. You know, you can't imagine what their bills are for food. These guys are so wined and dined. And then you get to Disney to where you're eating stuff that looks like airplane food. And that's the amazing part to me, Ted, because of the caloric yeah. intake that these guys are running around. They do a hell of a lot more cardio than a football player sure. does. So these guys need to eat. You need to have those calories. And I don't know how they're doing it. I'm amazed that they can't find a way to fumigate a kitchen, a single kitchen at Disney at one of the hotels. There's probably 30 individual cooking stations within one of those hotels to where the league could bring their own chefs in to cook for these teams. I'm amazed by it that they're getting this gift wrap stuff with plastic wrap over it.
And this is where the issue popped up. It was yesterday, and it was the center from the Kings. It was, who was it? Rashawn Holmes.
Boom.
Okay.
That's it. Rashawn Holmes.
He crossed the campus line in order to pick up delivery food. Now, they have allowed, and I found this out after the fact, they have allowed food deliveries to take place, but it's at a certain point where they have to be dropped off, and then somebody like in full hazmat gear takes the food, they wipe the containers down, and they bring it over to the players. So Rashawn Holmes apparently went and picked up food from a place he wasn't supposed to pick it up from.
Broke protocol.
And now he has to be quarantined for 10 days. He's got 7 or 8 days left now. The story just came out.
The clock starts.
Yesterday afternoon. So, that begs the question, Ted. Mm-hmm. What food, delivery option food, would you risk breaking quarantine in order to take receipt of?
Okay, so
wait. Before you answer this, we need to eliminate some things. I think we need to set some standards here.
Oh, okay.
You're not getting fried fish. Fried fish does not travel well in those containers. You're not getting anything that has French fries.
Maybe some people would be willing to. Yeah. So why?
I love Texas Longhorn. I love Longhorn. I love Outback Steakhouse. I don't want a steak in it to travel. It's not going to be a steak. I'm not getting takeout from Davio.
Okay, well, that's your decision.
It's
got to
be something.
Okay, so you don't have to eliminate everything that you wouldn't do it for. Maybe some people would. You know what?
I don't want Ted to go salmon over rice.
No, you know what? I would break quarantine for Kookaburra wings. They're delightful. And you can keep the Bloomin' Onion because I agree with you.
You wouldn't
travel.
Wings then.
But there are certain things from Outback that I might consider breaking quarantine for.
You know what I crave all the time? And it's a regional restaurant. It's a chain restaurant.
Ooh.
Okay, it's known, it started in the West Coast, and it has slowly made its way east. And it's famous for its hamburgers. Can you guys have a guess? California.
If you say In-N-Out.
In-N-Out Burger or Five Guys.
Give me an In-N-Out Burger. I would break protocol in my bubble.
You would.
Okay.
If I'm in Florida and they have In-N-Out Burgers and they don't have them here,
right.
I am going to In-N-Out.
Because you're staring at it from your hotel window across the street.
Right. The smell hits.
Let me try and get something through to you, okay? Because you've been brainwashed in this whole In-N-Out thing. The most overrated food obsession on the planet is the In-N-Out burger.
It's
not that big a deal. It's not that special. Mm. The fries, nothing special. There's nothing special about an In-N-Out burger. I don't want you breaking quarantine for an In-N-Out burger.
You realize, like, everybody has different taste buds and different likes. And
I do.
Like, I hear you. To me, it hits. It hits exactly what I'm looking for. There's something about In-N-Out. I love the whole In-N-Out experience. I like the company culture. I like the way they bring it. Yeah. They set it up in your car so you can eat.
You like their management style?
I do. It's
too chainy.
But the burger.
It's too chainy.
I love the burger at In-N-Out, Double Dough.
What is it that you love about the corporate structure of In-N-Out?
Well, you know what? They give scholarships to young kids that work there.
I don't care about that. I want to get something to eat.
Okay, but I like the hamburgers, damn it. And I like the milkshakes. I like to have an In-N-Out burger with their fries and milkshake all day. It's something I will risk because I don't get it here. So if I'm in a bubble and I have an opportunity to have an In-N-Out burger, I am going to risk breaking protocol to have that burger.
Okay. I understand. If go ahead.
I'm stuck for 3 weeks and I'm eating suck bag food for the last 3 weeks, and it's awful, awful food that's pre-wrapped and predetermined.
Yeah.
Gun to my head. I got this guy in town here. when I order steak and cheese, and he's got the perfect roll. It's an Italian roll that he toasts, and it's steak and cheese, extra cheese, mushrooms, onions, pickles, extra mayo and ketchup on the bread before you put the steak and cheese on. And the way he wraps it in tin foil, and then puts it in the white wrapper, slices it on an angle.
It's a steak so and cheese. Okay, so listen.
No, but
it's this. So you're saying if you were quarantined across the street from this one specific guy, the way he cuts the sandwich, you would break quarantine to go get that sandwich from that one guy.
Not.
I knew
Ted's
you wouldn't be
stupid
good at this.
In-N-Out burger that anybody can go get.
Ted's is a great
chain.
Answer. I disagree.
It's not
with
a great answer. I'm trying. Like saying it with a Whopper.
I'm trying to tell Ted that he shouldn't obsess over In-N-Out, but I think it's a more relatable answer than the one guy who cuts a steak and cheese on an angle the way you like it.
It's the way the juices flow. It's hot. You know, like when you get a Five Guys burger, the tinfoil, and it actually makes the burger actually morph into itself and become one.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the way it travels. It travels well. And when that steak and cheese would get to my room, I would run up to the room. I would open the door. I would deadbolt it. I'd get down to my skibbies, and I'd crank the air on 55. And I would put, like, Frontier Alaska or Discovery Channel, hopefully Shark Week's on, and I would grab.
Are you
sit at the end of my bed.
Party?
Yes. I would sit at the end of my bed, and I would grab the table next to – I would clear the lamp, take the table from next to the bed, and put it right in front of me between my legs. And I would unwrap that sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and I would keep half of it wrapped because of the way he cut it.
Sure, sure.
And it would keep the heat in. And it would be so freaking good with a cold bottle of water, a cold bottle of Diet Coke.
In a cold room at 55.
And I wouldn't care. And I would have to stay there for 2 weeks and I wouldn't care.
And Zoe would be so happy he would then take the shoeshine bag, fill it with the hand lotion, and you lift up the mattress in between that and the box spring. What?
Yeah.
Are we not talking about this now?
I feel like that was just a prelude to what you were about to say,
Hardy. Do not disturb thing outside the door.
I'm playing the tape to the end. That's all. I'm just finishing the evening.
Somebody with our history would know that term.
Let's
play the tape to the end.
One day at a time. All right, let's continue with this. 617-779-0985.
How many people want a steak and cheese right now? How many people want a steak and cheese? Do you want an In-N-Out burger right now?
The way you described it right now.
What would you break quarantine for and risk being stuck inside for the next 10 days as a result?
Light them up.
Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, Zolak and Bertrand. Very good. Hunger strike. I know what you're doing there, T-Bone. Well done. Rashawn Holmes, the center for the Kings, crossed over the Disney campus line to pick up delivery food. You're not supposed to do that. There's a strict protocol in place. He said there's a mistake.
There's a hotline for snitches.
Oh, there's a snitches hotline that has not been utilized yet. No one's picked up the hotline and snitched on anybody yet. I'm not surprised either. But the
pathetic.
The question is, okay, you're in your hotel. You're staring out the window. You can see the sign for something, and you're like, you know what? At some point, screw it. It's worth it. Mm-hmm. It's worth the risk. What would you do it for? For Ted, it's In-N-Out. For Zoe, It's one particular dude who cuts a sandwich the correct way.
Tom Pizza Rentham.
Okay. For me, it's a couple of things. I mean, if we're going regionally, if we were in Las Vegas and I were in the hotel and I could see a Roberto's taco shop from my window, I would mm-hmm. probably at some point break quarantine to go get a carne asada burrito and a quesadilla and a Mountain Dew and Pepsi 2/3 to 1/3 mixture. Mix it in there. Give it in the big styrofoam cup. Yep.
Whoa.
Only there. Only at Roberto's Taco Shop.
I like that.
I would do that, and I need some of the Verde sauce and some of the red sauce. Bring it all to me, and I would pull a Zoe. I would pull the table over. I would clear it off like I'm getting ready, you know, to have carnal relations with this food. And I would set it up in front of the TV, and I would Zoe would turn on Frontier Alaska. I'd probably turn on... Just the perfect movie.
Shawshank Redemption.
Now, I probably wouldn't do it for Shawshank. I'd
Goodfellas.
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 There we go. Right.
Goodfellas. When they're sitting outside, Paulie's sitting there eating, and they have that sausage rolled up. You know.
Yeah.
Right there when they're eating. You got to do it. When
could
eating.
Be a British rom com. Yeah. It could be Predator. I don't know.
You wouldn't hate watch The Departed.
It could be The Departed. I don't know. It's more about the burrito and the quesadilla at that point. The question is, what would you do it for? What would you break quarantine for? And for that,
maybe a British Rocco.
British rom-com, yeah. Oh, my God. Is Hugh Grant in it?
What about The Perfect Storm when Diane Lane, her Boston accent is so bad that you hate watch that one?
Ugh.
Hey, Bobby, we're going to have a good life.
That's go easy on Diane Lane, though.
I would keep flipping. It's like, Smokey and the Bandit is on like a non-commercial station.
Hell yeah.
Station.
Yeah.
Give me the food and bolt the door, right?
Yeah. Totally get it.
You practice. No, not now.
Roberto's.
Taylor in Natick. What would you do it for, Taylor?
All right. Hey, guys. Ted, first of all, thanks for 01. But In-N-Out fries, they're a little overrated.
They are overrated. Are really the burger. Good. It's all about the burger.
They're fries. They're fries. I need work, but the burgers are dope.
Yep.
D'Angelo steak and cheese sub with marinara sauce. Low key, it's a Philly staple, but my dad's been doing it forever, and people used to think we were weird. It's called a pizza steak, they call it in Philly. But D'Angelo's regional.
All right, so if you're staring at a D'Angelo's, that's what you would break the quarantine for.
D'Angelo's pretty good steak and cheese. Okay, I give him that.
All right, let's go. Go ahead, Zoe.
No, about like a Pat steak and cheese down at Gino's, down at real ones down in Philly. Oh my God, the bread!
Yeah, if you're quarantined in Philly and you're staring out your window, would you break the quarantine for?
But I like that you kind of put in is the fountain drink to me can be a key to the whole.
It's the
meal.
Ice, Ted. Yes. It's the ice.
The fountain drink, I don't know. It brings it all in together.
You know whose cups it suck that are too waxy? Burger King. It's
depends.
Like some
too, waxy.
Too sweet. It's too sweet. But it's too
that might be the
cup.
Deal breaker. You're going to break quarantine for that burrito and that quesadilla.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, but you have to use your own drink. You're going to have to drink
culinary experience.
I'm not going to do it.
Yep.
I'm not going to do it then.
Nope.
Ted, what if you could stop at Cumbie's, get the 89-cent chill zone where you could load up on that big boy and that cup is perfect. The ice is great. And you can press all those buttons and do the mixing that Hardy did.
Yeah, I like that idea.
See, Zoe is different in that he doesn't need the specific beverage to go with the specific food.
I do too.
Yeah, like if we're having, you know, it's like, hey, bring in some McDonald's burgers. I'm like, do you have any McDonald's Cokes? No. Well, then I don't need it.
McDonald's Coke,
right?
Is the McDonald's Orange High C? It's two of my favorites.
Right.
From McDonald's.
You want a Big Mac?
He's been there forever.
Do you have the drink to go with it? No? No, then I don't need the Big Mac.
You're absolutely right. I can't have my favorite meal with just a glass of water.
No, I
can't. It's got to have a carbonated kind of sweet taste.
And I'll tell you something. I'll go one more. Certain pizza places have certain beverages. For instance, you know, Domino's was always like a Coca-Cola place, but
don't Pepsi me. Don't you Pepsi me.
Oh, let's have Domino's. You want a Mountain Dew? No, I need a Coke with that because that's what I'm used to with that.
Yeah.
It is a culinary balance. It's kind of like a red wine, white wine.
I agree with that.
Totally agree, bud.
Dan in Agawam, what would you break quarantine for? What food, Dan?
Hey, how you guys doing this afternoon? Ted, I would never insult a man of your size, although I had In-N-Out. I had In-N-Out in 2017 for the first time, and it's good. I was with my brother-in-law, but he looked at me. He was waiting for the answer. For my quarantine, if I'm breaking it, it's a Big Mac, and you hit it on the head, the orange high C. I am not eating that Big Mac without a high C. It's cliche. It's old school, yeah. But a Big Mac to me is just number one. It's A number one.
You know what, Dan? Okay. I appreciate it, but if you're staring at a McDonald's outside your hotel window, are you going to break quarantine for it?
No, because you can get a McDonald's anywhere. No.
You can have it anywhere.
I think, like, I've had it enough in my life to where I'm not going to risk my livelihood for it. The Roberto's burrito and the quesadilla, or
you don't have Roberto's here, so it's
dare I say, an Arby's? If I were staring at an Arby's for like weeks on end, I'm like, wow, there's a beef and cheddar and curly fries just over that fence. I might do it.
Yeah,
with a Mountain Dew.
I learned this from my high school principal. So I was a senior year, and I'm sitting at McDonald's, and this is back in the day when McDonald's would pre-make their burgers, and, you know, they'd sit in those little lines right underneath the lamp, and, you know, you have no clue how long the burger's been sitting there. So
yeah, now they're all made to order.
I had the Big Mac, and I'm sitting there, and I'm eating it, and I'm like, oh, it's like stale bread, and it's not, doesn't feel like it's warm. And he goes, hey, I'm going to teach you one thing in this school, okay? You see this? And he had a filet of fish. He goes, I ordered it, no cheese. They put cheese on. You order it, no cheese. They have to custom make it hot.
Yes.
He said, watch this. He opened it up in the steam. This is back when they used real containers, styrofoam containers, to where it kept the steam in.
I've done the same
natural
thing.
Natural like, styrofoam container,
and he goes,
yes.
Get the quarter pounder without onions.
So,
he said that forces them to make it custom. And they don't like making it custom.
You're absolutely right. I was given that tip early on, too, in my career, in my young life, that if you order something with – hey, I want just ketchup only or cheese and ketchup only. They have to make you a new one.
They have
and
to,
so
they
you
have
are
to
guaranteed
you.
To get a fresh hamburger.
Yes.
And I, you know, I thought it was only I knew that little secret, though, but obviously.
That's what's great when Wendy's popped up, because like Wendy's, they always like custom made them. Yeah, it's the way you liked it, the single. Give me the single with this, this, and this, and this on it. Yeah. Oh, and give me a side of chili. That's a nice option.
Mike in Auburn. Mike, what would you break? What food would you break quarantine for?
Honestly, boys, anything you guys have mentioned, I'm a fat ass, so I'll eat anything. The real reason I'm calling, Zoe, you mentioned D'Angelo's Steak and Cheese. Mm-hmm. If you like the steak and cheese from D'Angelo's, go to Papagino's and order the same thing.
That's good.
It's the same parent company, but okay. The bread is going to blow your mind.
Do you know what the sneaky best hidden item is at Papagino's? You never would think to order it. My wife gets it, the hot dog. Because they grill the bun. I'm telling you, they grill the bun at Papagino's. And nobody knows they even serve hot dogs.
You're so sick, so love you guys.
All right, thank you.
Love you, too. They do have a good steak and cheese, too. They do.
That's news to me. I got to get the hot dog from Papagino's. They toast it, and do they butter it? If you can butter it.
They butter the bun, and they grill the grilled bun.
Then I got to try it out.
Not surprisingly, we have loaded lines. So let's see if we can.
We anticipated that maybe.
We got another hour and a half of this. Let's go.
We got one more segment, I think. Okay. All right.
We'll squeeze it out. One more.
All right. After Jim Louth's award-winning Hub headlines here on Zolak and Bertrand, Hardy and Frabeetle, Ted Johnson is here too.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All All right, predictably, everyone wants to chime in on the food that they would break quarantine for. For Ted Johnson, it's In-N-Out Burger, not the fries. He admits, not great. For Zoe, it's a steak and cheese, specifically from a spot in Rentham. For me, it's a Roberto's Taco Shop burrito. They're all over the Southwest. Possibly an Arby's beef and cheddar with curly fries.
That's disgusting.
You know what, though? You don't get them around here. Everything's better than that. I get it. Kelly's, King's, Nick's.
Oh, I get it.
They're all better. They're all better roast beef sandwiches. You don't get them. I'm seeing it from my hotel room. I'm in the quarantine. I'm in the bubble. I can't leave. I might leave to go get that. What? So that's what we're asking you.
You know what you're going to get a lot of? Chick-fil-A or Popeyes.
Yep.
People are going to say.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's a couple of chicken sandwich calls on the board here I see already, but there's one caller who actually did break quarantine for something. John in Stoughton. What was it, John?
I went 2.5 hours north from Stoughton, basically, into New Hampshire to a place called Umami Burger. It's spelled U-M-A-M-I. I'm telling you, dude, that place was the best damn burger I ever had in my entire life. Those bastards of Five Guys got nothing.
What made the hamburger so makes it so great? What about
describe
this specifically?
Okay, basically, here's the deal: completely natural ground beef. It's like they slaughtered the cow like 10 minutes ago. Like it's like the best beef you ever had. The bacon on it, it's not like fried to a complete crisp, like you know, like some places do. And the fries. Good God, just go get the fries. That they take their fries and they put them in that Japanese panko stuff or whatever.
Oh.
And then they have they fry them in all different kinds of oils. The ones I got were covered in Parmesan cheese and fried in truffle oil.
Truffle oil.
Oh, my gosh.
It feels like it's a little too much, but I get where you're going. It could be almost too much.
Were you supposed to be quarantining, or did you just leave the state when you weren't supposed to?
Well, I needed a cheap carton of cigarettes, and I might as well get a burger while I'm up there with the wife.
That's pretty. I respect that.
That's great, John. Thank you.
Going up there to save money on cigarettes and liquor.
He said, when I saw Stoughton, I thought he said, like, oh, if he were across from Town Spa, you know, because that, or Danino's, right? It's like, okay, the Stoughton pizza thing, I would get it. But no, he left Stoughton to go to New Hampshire to get the freshly slaughtered hamburger.
And I would think that most people are going to want to get something that they can't typically get where they live.
Right. Okay, so here it is. Here's Dennis and Whitman.
A little bit of a reach.
Exactly. Yeah. Dennis and Whitman.
What's up, guys?
Okay.
Hey.
What is
what's
it?
Up, Bill? Listen, I love the show. You're all wrong. The only answer, all your callers have been wrong. The only answer is a Zaxby's chicken sandwich, and you can only get it down south. I think the closest restaurant is in Virginia,
Okay.
but it was founded in Athens, Georgia, home of the Bulldogs. Go Dogs.
David Andrews is a massive fan of this. He talks about it all the time.
It's incredible. It's the best chicken sandwich I've ever had in my life. In fact, the last time I was down there, because I go every year, I visit my brother down there. Last time I was out down there, before I got back on the flight to come back to Boston, I got 18 of their chicken fingers, 6 of their sliders. I ate 3 of them in the parking lot. And then I put the rest of them in a gallon Ziploc bag with a bucket of their sauce. I flew up, checked the bag, flew home, came home, got my bag at the carousel, drove back to my house in Whitman, threw them in the toaster oven, fried them back up. I ate actually for like 3 days straight. It's incredible. I
sweet tea.
Every
sweet
day.
Tea, too, there, right?
Oh, the sweet tea. Oh, incredible. I tell you, nobody does fried chicken like the South. Food in general, but the fried chicken down South, unbelievable.
All right, so Dennis.
Hungry. I hate when we do this.
I know. Sweet tea goes with so many great meals down South.
I'm going Popeyes after this.
It does, but I got to say, you know, Dennis or anyone else who is trying to sell me on the idea of a chicken sandwich being worth breaking quarantine, I've had a lot of chicken sandwiches, and some, of course, are better than others. But at the end of the day, it's still a chicken sandwich.
Can I ask a question?
It is, but if you don't have access to that type of chicken sandwich very often, and when you get it, it's like, oh.
I'm not breaking quarantine for it. Right. I've never had one that I would break quarantine for.
I want to know what Coach Louth would break quarantine for.
He's on the phone. He's man of the phones today. He's busy back there.
He's doing everything.
Corporate gym.
Wasn't there Swiss Army knife?
We do have a guy from Louisiana who has a burrito in Virginia he wants to talk about, though.
Do you know, like,
line seven.
Do you know Popeye's chicken was such a big thing on our, because so many guys that we play with are from the South, but they didn't have Popeye's chicken. There was like one Popeye's in like Providence, Attleboro, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Or was it Attleboro? That guys would go to and bring to the bus every Saturday morning.
Have you had it?
Fred, we ate it every
You've had it?
Ted,
oh, yeah.
Ted, we
what
ate
do
it
think?
Friday.
I like it, but I don't think it's
okay.
Anything special.
Yeah.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It's the red beans and rice, though. And we never, see, We used to race back from where we used to practice down that old crazy practice field. And we'd race on Fridays to come back. And they used to have the spork there. And I never used the spork. I got the chicken breast, because you would eat it. And then you take the bone and you scoop up the mac and cheese and the red beans and rice with that. You mix it up.
With the chicken bone?
The bone.
With the chicken bone.
The chicken bone.
Animals. We're animals.
Oh, it's awesome. I don't want it. We're going to eat like men. We're gladiators.
That's how we ate. We don't apologize for that either, damn it.
It's freedom.
Yeah. Andrew in Louisiana. Go ahead, Andrew. What do you have for us?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I used to live in Virginia for a couple of years, and there was this Mexican place called Guapo's.
Yeah.
And I told the guys that the burrito.
Whoa. Hold on. Were you in Falls area, Virginia?
Manassas Park.
Okay.
There's a Falls Church right next to Manassas. The burrito's so big, when they close like the lid on the styrofoam, it like flattens it out. But it's like a fishing story. Every time I grab it, it's like the fish is this big. Like the burrito's literally the size of a roll of paper towels. And it comes with chips and salsa and everything. It's delicious. You got to get the chicken and the steak. You got to get them both too. So
okay.
If you were quarantined in Virginia, across from a Guapo's burrito shop, you would break quarantine.
I'd be there every. I'd break quarantine every goddamn day.
Hardy, what's that? What's a burrito shop we've ordered from for the show before? Kelly would go get it, or Julie.
I don't remember.
Remember the one? It was wrapped tightly, but the burritos, it was so freaking good.
Yeah.
It's like a couple months ago.
But there's only one I would break quarantine for. I mean, just in general, no, I'm not doing it for just any old burrito, but like that Roberto's Taco Shop.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I would absolutely do it.
Oh, I'm Taco.
What? John in New Bedford, this is just gross. What, John? You break quarantine for what?
Gentlemen, this is probably the greatest show I've heard in the last 15 years. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Teddy, summer camp 1995, I was a high school kid. You took some time out of your walk from the old dormitories at Bryant to the field to talk to me. I greatly appreciate it. I went on to play another 15 years of football, and I always remember that you took a little bit of time to talk to a high school kid and gave me some pointers and talked to me. So I really appreciate it, brother.
My pleasure, man. I'm glad you still remember that. That's cool.
15 years, Jesus.
To take to break out of quarantine, if I'm in Newport, Rhode Island, and I'm staring at Flo's Clam Shack, I'm diving out my window and ordering two plates of full belly clams and a half a quart of tartar sauce, and I don't need any.
I love their tartar sauce. Their tartar sauce is so effing good.
You know it's all.
It's the only place in Newport you go for it.
Okay.
And it's about the tartar sauce. And I tell you what, Kent Steakhouse has a fantastic tartar sauce. And you could F up an entire clam meal. You could get a whole great seafood platter, and someone could bring you like a cup of freaking mayonnaise. And there's like no bite to it, no pickle, no tartar. You need good tartar sauce to go with a hot steaming clam plate, because you dip that in cold tartar sauce, and that is summer, baby. God, that's summer.
James in Framingham, you would break quarantine for what food, James?
I would go to, I'm in Rhode Island actually right now, and Jersey Mike's. That by far the best chain.
It's a great sub shop.
Philly steak and cheese. And I think a little underrated is the chicken steak and cheese. They do a Philly style chicken steak and cheese.
I got you.
Loaded peppers, onions. And I like mine with buffalo on it. It's really good.
And sometimes is it the best steak and cheese in the world? No, you're not arguing that. That's what you want. And if you're staring at it, that's what you're going to go get.
Damn right.
I'm with Pickles. You. I understand it. Do you guys want to hear a story about Snoop Dogg and Popeye's chicken?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Who doesn't? This is Adam and Rozzie. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys, what's going on? I went to UNH back in 2008, and Snoop Dogg was playing the Whittemore Center, and I was volunteering. And one of his things on his rider was he wanted Popeye's chicken. So we had to go all the way down to the Popeye's across from Fenway and Kenmore Square and get him Popeye's chicken.
Isn't that a church's? That's church's chicken, isn't it?
Popeye's used to be across from Fenway. Okay. It actually just closed recently. And so we had to send someone down from UNH to go down and get Popeye's for Snoop Dogg.
What else was on Snoop Dogg's? What else was on his rider?
An Xbox, whatever it was at the time. I don't know if it was Xbox One or what, and a couple of different video games, and some other certain ventilation access that he wanted. Awesome. In the showers of the UNH men's hockey locker room.
Adam, that's a staple.
That's awesome.
I just found it hysterical. He played at UNH up there. That's great.
Artist contract riders are some of the best things you'll ever see.
I would love to get my hands on different requests, like what these guys ask for before they get there, the contracts they signed. They've got to have this, and this. Yeah.
I mean, some of them that I saw over the years, like bands were requests, we need 8 plain white T-shirts and 2 boxes of fat Sharpie markers. Like, what the hell for? Like, and sometimes you just, you know, promoters wouldn't fulfill it. Other times they would show up like Run DMC did at a certain gig, and they said, where are the 4 bottles of Cavassier? Like, well, we got your Remy Martin VSO. Yeah.
No.
And they wouldn't go on until they had the specific brand of cognac that they had requested.
Well, they signed a contract. They're expecting to get exactly what they signed the contract for.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
What's the little crown that that people that drink this certain thing put it in the back of their window in their car?
Yeah, I think it is.
It's not like the top of Cavassier, is it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't seen one of those crowns in a long time.
It's not Crown Royale, is it?
I don't think
so.
Speaking of contracts, we never talked about Patrick Mahomes and his new contract, so let's do that. And yes, we'll keep taking
calls. He likes Hunt's ketchup, by the way. Only Hunt's.
That's right. Oh, he's a Hunt's ketchup guy.
I don't. Then that knocks him down in his Q rating. Just went down for me.
I'm wrong. I stand corrected. Hines. He is a ketchup guy. Hunt's came in and signed him.
Okay,
they blew Hunt's out the door.
Blew it then.
All right. Yeah. We will.
Big difference between Hunt's and Hunt's.
I don't care.
Huge difference.
I don't care. We've been using Wegmans ketchup recently, and I don't care.
And they have Hunt's. It to me, it's a cheap restaurant.
I found out that I don't care about ketchup during the. What's the one thing you found
Country
out during
Kitchen,
coronavirus?
Country Kitchen's the worst ketchup.
We couldn't get Heinz, and Super Blonde and comes home with Wegmans store brand ketchup. Yeah. And you know what? It's fine. It turns out I don't care about ketchup.
Off the label, you can hardly tell the difference.
Like wax beans. So, yeah, we'll continue taking some of these calls, but we'll get to Patrick Mahomes' contract, too, here coming up next on the Sports Hub.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my 4th week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Hey!
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy, and for Beatle Ted Johnson with us. Zo, you and I have still not talked about the Patrick Mahomes contract. I know it's, you know, upwards of $484, close to $500 million. It's 10 years. The notion is, though, and my biggest takeaway after talking about it for a couple of days when the news first broke, is that the fully guaranteed money at signing is $63 million. And $103.5 million guaranteed by March of next year, and $141 guaranteed by March of 2022 if he's still on the roster. So essentially what this is, there's a healthy chunk up front, but it's not Kirk Cousins money guaranteed. It's not Matthew Stafford or Jimmy Garoppolo money guaranteed. What he's got is a 10-year contract that feels a lot like the team has an option every year going forward, and if they pick it up each and every year, he's going to make about $500 million. That's okay, essentially what it boils down to.
During Super Bowl week, we had his agent, Lee Steinberg, on. Yes. And Lee was kind of out of the mix. Dave Dunn took over all the quarterback stuff. You know, when Lee was going through a lot of his issues, it's good to see Lee back. And we tried to get some of the stuff out of him, you know, that week because, you know, hey, Mahomes in the Super Bowl. And if he wins this thing, which we all thought they were going to win, and he ends up getting the MVP. He's the only kid that is MVP during the year and also that has won a Super Bowl and became an MVP. That's correct, right? But wait, Lamar Jackson was the
MVP. Lamar Jackson was the MVP.
Well, why did they say that? That somebody said that on SportsCenter that he's the lone player to win the MVP in both the regular season and the Super Bowl that year.
Why do I feel like that's never happened? Where you've won a guy's won an MVP and won a Super Bowl.
I don't know. Well, whatever. And I just think if you know you have the guy, and obviously if you're Kansas City, he's your guy, right? He's the best young quarterback I've seen in I don't know how many years. You know, as much smoke as we blew up Andrew Luck's butt when he came up. This kid's that much better than Luck. So it's good for them to sort of have that, you know, control if they want to. Plus, he's a young kid that's won early. Dan Marino went to the Super Bowl in his second year, never went back again. So I think Mahomes thinks he's going to be back. And right now is their window. Jones is up. Chris Jones, I think, is their franchise guy.
That's right.
They signed Clark. They got Honey Badger. They got corners. They got to pay Kelsey. They got to pay Tyreek Hill. They got all these guys on the books now. And I know, what's his name? Sammy Watkins took a pay cut. But they got guys whose money is coming up, and they're going to have to pay them. And we saw Seattle go through this. When you were able to keep Russ Wilson at his first four-year number, that was a doable number because you were able to build the Legion of Boom, and you could pay all those guys. But then when you had to come to grips with, hey, man, at some point we got to pay Russ here, then you blow the defense up. I think they got a three-year window to win, maybe two. And that's big for him, and he's got to make sure he's big during these next 2 years. It's a good contract for the team for the next 2 years because you keep the number down, and it also guarantees him a nice chunk of money for a young kid that doesn't seem like he's flamboyant. He needs that lifestyle. He's pretty laid back with everything. That's what's impressive about him. He doesn't seem like an ego kid. I'm happy for him. I think it's good for the league that this type of contract could get done. But, I mean, if you're a Patriots fan, you're sitting there looking at it like, damn, they got that guy signed up for that amount of time, and they're still able to pay all those other guys. Where you're so conditioned where you can only pay a guy this amount of money and can't really afford Tom at 25 per year and just can't give you the 2-year $50 million deal. Yet all these other teams are doing it. You really want to puke on your feet. Look at the Matt Ryan guaranteed money. You want to talk about a team that maybe has gotten it wrong over the years and paid a guy in excess of really what he's worth. They could have probably spread their money around a good enough job because he's always puked on his feet in the biggest moments.
What do you think? Good deal for the team, good deal for Mahomes?
I mean, it's a good deal for now until you got to come. You're going to have that. Ted, you've been through it with this team here over the years. You're going to have that come to Jesus moment about what direction we want to move in 2 years. Shoot. You know, Kelsey's going to have some miles on him 2-3 years down the road. You can't look at Gronkowski. He only made it here 9 years. Mm-hmm. Greatest tight end to ever play. At some point, those guys burn out. That's what I'm saying. Mahomes is not going to burn out in the next 3 years. His problem is going to be we got to keep acquiring talent and build it around him because that whole offense is predicated on motion, smoke screens this way, everybody spread, you know, his ability to slide up through the pocket out. He had a knee injury last year. It looked really bad at the time, right? We didn't think he was coming back.
Dislocated knee, yep.
Dislocated kneecap. That kid came back. At some point, he's got to be sitting there like, whew, I remember that time when they made me run that sneak. And here they are throwing over $100 million guaranteed to me. All I got to do is sign this. And I'm going to get it by next March. Done deal. Lee, get the deal done. But if you're Mahomes, you probably want to do a 5-year deal and be up again in 5 years. That's all I'm saying.
To me, it's a team friendly deal, Zoe.
It's a team friendly deal, even though it looks like a $500 million 10-year deal.
Let's face it, the first 3 years is you mentioned the staggered guaranteed pay that he'll get.
Yeah. Right.
That's a lot of, you know, if he's on the team in the next 3 years, which we all assume that's going to happen, I mean, that's $140 million guaranteed.
$141.4 guaranteed by March of 22.
So to me,
that's the number you look at, not the 10, 500. Sorry. That's the number you look at.
But the only thing about the 10 years, so I look at Pat Mahomes, I go, God, the next 3 years, holy crap, buddy. Good job. Way to go. But then after that, he's basically signed. He lost all his leverage for after years three because he's going to be under contract for the next 10 years. So he cannot have any leverage over the team anymore. And so to me, if I'm Pat Mahomes, I'm like, yeah, the number's big, but it's really it's just a number. But
it's just an idea.
It's just right.
It's an idea. It's an idea of what I could make right. if I'm here for 12 more years.
That's right. He's never going to see the full amount of that contract. We all know that. But he gave up leverage in his rights for 10 years to try and go somewhere else and make more money. So who knows? In 5 years, what he's getting paid might be well under market value. If the game's going to grow at the same level it's been growing, the cap number is going to keep growing. And it's going to look like a silly deal in 5 years. So, but the first 3 or 4 years, it looks really good for him. But after that, it's very much a team-friendly deal.
I just wonder, you know, with Mahomes, this is a massive deal. And this takes into account, you know, what could happen not only next year, but the year and the year and the year after that. If because of what we've gone through here, just in general, the world over the last 3 or 4 months, if guys are looking at contracts a little bit differently now than they were, I mean, Mookie Betts is the prime example. Like that contract offer from the Red Sox looks pretty good now. Guys like Patrick Mahomes, you're offered these deals now. Look, this is in the leanest of times, and you could hold out and hope that things, you know, financially might look even better than this. But if we've learned anything over these last 3 months, no one knows what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know. We don't know if this sport's going to be played. You're going to be guaranteed, if you're on the roster here for a couple of few years, life-changing money for you and your family for generations to come. You want it? You want it right now? Here it is. I think more guys are inclined to sign these deals now than they would have been 4 or 5 months ago.
Because you're saying the finance, the NFL, the actual cap might go down because of the coronavirus.
Right. You don't know what is going to happen with anything.
That's fair.
You don't know.
Right. So
here's what I like about the kid too, is that he talks about he wants to chase Brady. You know, Brady's won 6. He goes, I got 1 now. I want more. So if you want more, you better follow Brady and what he did as far as don't destroy your team. You know, signed a friendly deal now that, yeah, we're going to guarantee you a lot of money, but we're going to have that window to win the next 3 years to get you another one. Hey, then we can reset this thing, okay? So
that's right.
We'll see where this goes. And some guys just break the bank to break it. And I think guys like Stafford and Ryan did that. And they hurt their teams because those teams had no defense because they put first-round picks around them at the wide receiver and running back position. Now all of a sudden, you're effed. You're screwed.
All right, Jim Louth.
Track meets every week.
Jim Louth has breaking news here in the headlines.
Oh, there's always a reason for better health. And here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born. And at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my 4th week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.